Guy Pearce and Rachel Griffiths are best known in this country for playing Americans. He in L.A. Confidential and she in HBO's 6 Feet Under. But they're both Australians, and a new movie from there, The Hard Word, gives moviegoers here the chance to see how they act back home. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Hard-boiled crime dramas are as prevalent as a $4 cup of joe, but not many are as tasty as The Hard Word. This tidy thriller does a surprisingly good job with undeniably familiar material. Sure, there are numerous twists and turns, the inevitable double and triple crosses that have become standard issue for this kind of caper, but The Hard Word is not standard. It's interesting in ways we don't expect. It has a mordant sense of humor and a gift for character and incident, likely because it's the directing debut of veteran Australian screenwriter Scott Roberts. Roberts has created a true family feeling between its trio of criminal brothers. They're convincing individuals whose quirks and tics seem genuine, not added on.
Chips. I want it with chips. Just ordinary chips, right? Straight ones. Nice, long, straight ones. Oh, there's the plate. I want the toasting there, the chips there, right? Toasting chips.
Got it. And would you like a drink with that, sir?
Oh, yes. A Pepsi. No ice.
Oh, I'm sorry. We only have Coke here, sir.
I don't want Coke. I want Pepsi. I'll get him a Pepsi. Cold in a can!
Guy Pearce plays the confident leader of this, the best armed robbery team in town. His only possible weakness is his gorgeous wife, Carol, played by a blonde-haired Griffiths. She's a classic noir bad girl, with the hot looks of Gloria Graham and the sang-froid attitude of Barbara Stanwyck in Double Indemnity. Yes, she's a liar, a dissembler, an acknowledged greedy little tart, but does that really mean she can't be trusted?
I wonder if it'll be the same.
Why wouldn't it?
We haven't really seen each other properly in the last couple of years, have we? Hard for a girl to keep her mind on the job, I reckon.
My mind is exactly where it's been since the day we met.
Why am I supposed to know that?
That's not the only question The Hard Word asks and engagingly answers. The brothers think they've pulled their last job, but have they? Can they resist the lure of the biggest pile of cash in history? And in a film where several parties assume they are smarter than the room, who really is the clever one? Writer-director Roberts also knows enough to avoid the tiresome bravado that has sunk many similar efforts. Word for word, he really is the smartest guy in the room. If you have any doubts, The Hard Word can be awfully convincing. Just don't push it the wrong way.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Other summer movie reviews and movie features are at npr.org.